One of the most important things you can do when you're trying to create habitat for wildlife on your property is to consider how your garden meets the need of wildlife throughout the seasons. So you want to look at your garden from the spring, summer, fall, and into the winter. So for example, if you're providing nectar for pollinators, you want to make sure that you have early spring sources of nectar and pollen for them. So spring flowering trees and shrubs are a great way to do this. Then you want to make sure through the summer that you have lots of food sources. So for the birds, you want to make sure you have plants that are going to bring in the insects for when they're nesting so that they have insects to provide for their young. You also want to be thinking that you have some fruit sources or seed sources for birds through the summer. So maybe you've got some coneflowers that are providing seed sources for some of the smaller birds like the finches. Then you want to think about into the fall. Fall is a really important time for birds because they're getting ready to migrate or they're fattening up for the winter. So you want to make sure that you have some fruit and seed sources in the fall, like your dogwoods. Provide a good fall source to give birds the energy they need to migrate. You also want to consider into the winter. A lot of people don't think about winter. It's great when it's winter to look out at your garden and see what is out in your garden. Is there cover for wildlife there? Is there shelter for birds to protect them from the cold winter winds? The best way to provide this is to make sure that you have evergreens in your garden that are going to protect those birds in times when there is really cold, nasty weather going on. You also want to consider food sources through the winter. So when you're thinking of berry choices for birds, you want to have some, such as winterberry, that maybe is not so appealing to the birds in the fall, but that will hold on to its berries through the winter, so that when you have birds such as the robin coming back in the early spring and you have a late season snowfall, that they're able to find a food source and make it through that really difficult time until other food sources start to become available. So you want to think about all four seasons, whether you're attracting pollinators, mammals, birds, or all of the above, that you're meeting their needs throughout these seasons.